There are so many faces in the world, and they should begin to smile.
Good morning, Aurir. Today is Tuesday, 12th of April, and in studio are Andrea, Yahalom, and volunteers from France and Belgium. Right now it's partly cloudy with 26 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is partly cloudy with temperature range from low 27 to high 31 degrees Celsius. Wind supposed to be blowing from east-southeast with 16 to 21 kilometers per hour. Later on will be partly cloudy with a chance of rain, and we will have 20% chance of precipitation. Moon is in first quarter and 57% of it is illuminated. Day is long today, 12 hours and 21 minutes. In today's news, we feature an excerpt of yesterday's general meeting on the draft of the entry and exit policy, which is supposed to be presented to the governing board.
Since 1991, numerous and repeated requests from the governing board to all working committees have been made. More than 11 drafts over the past 20 years. In November 2010, the Governing Board once again requested the Working Committee to finalize and submit the regulations. Subsequent regular reminders from Orville Foundation Office have been made. The present Working Committee reworked the earlier draft to allow for flexibility and to stand over a longer period of time. That means the provision for change by the Residents' Assembly via the Working Committee and the Governing Board. Regulations are important because there's an increasing need within Orville for a clear process of exit. Increasing pressure from the Governing Board to comply with its requirement as stated in the Act. This version has been reviewed in detail with members of the Orville Council and the service. In a lot of meetings, days and nights and afternoons and God knows when. If we do not submit a version that is generally acceptable, one of the older and much more binding versions could be submitted by the Governing Board for the Zapping. Therefore, before presenting it to the Governing Board, constructive feedback from the Residents' Assembly is being asked for and is being welcomed.
On Thursday, at the Tamil New Year celebration at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, in Pavilion of Indian Culture at 7:30 p.m., will be a cultural program consisting from devotional songs, classical dance, classical fusion dance, classical stick dance, Karagatam, Dashavataram, and some more classical dances from different students with different teachers. All are welcome. On Friday at 4 p.m. in Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, Rainbow Child Auroville program will open a children's arts exhibition. Tomorrow, Wednesday 13th of April, Matri Mandir will remain open for Aurovillians and newcomers from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. and from 4:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. only. There will be no visitors concentration on that day because of the elections. For the same reason and for the Thursday Tamil New Year, there will be no ACT bus service. But Matri Mandir trip will run on Thursday. Tomorrow and on Thursday, Sola Kitchen and Lateras will be closed because of the same reasons Tamil New Year and Election Day. They wish everybody a smooth transition into the new Tamil year. On Thursday between 6 to 7 p.m. at Savitri Barber, we can see a presentation, Ma Mandir, and it is a grace of the mother to the rural population of Madhya Pradesh. They will show PowerPoint presentation with questions and answers in Hindi and English. This center originated from a vision of one of the mother's children in 1958, which then started taking the shape in the mind of the devotee. It was finally submitted to the mother in 1970 in the form of a drawing. She gave her written blessings in the name of Ma Mandir, and it is situated in the middle of the rural village in Madhya Pradesh, to which the mother later gave the name Sri Aurobindo Gram. No other connection or relation between Ma Mandir and the Sri Aurobindo gram, and the Mater Madeirin orbit is yet manifested in the outer world, but a strong relation in the subtle worlds is felt between the great plants of the Mother. This presentation may be a stepping stone in establishing a living relation by which the people of rural India may open more intensely to the boon of the Mother to the earth, which is represented by Auroville and the Mater Madeir. On Saturday between 6 to 7 p.m. also at Savitri Bhavan, we are invited to a presentation by Shradhavan on Sri Aurobindo's vision of the earth and on our human role in its destiny. Presentation will be followed by questions and answers. On Friday at 5 p.m. in Town Hall, Conference Hall, L'Avenir d'Auroville will present this dismountable housing project. Meeting will include a presentation from L'Avenir d'Auroville, from housing service and designers, and it will be on new site location and plan for a dismountable housing project, on designs available for dismountable housings, on project financing and on results of recent housing survey. The end of the school year is approaching fast, and for that reason Tarzisa School and Deepanam School children would like to share with the community what they have done throughout the school year. Both schools will have an open house on Friday, 15th of April, Deepanam School between 9 to 11 a.m. and Tarzisa School between 10:30 to 12:30 a.m. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a German film, Cloud 9, made in Germany in 2008 by director Andreas Dressen. The film is a romantic drama about a woman who enters into an affair after 30 years of marriage. And tomorrow at the same time and place we can see an interesting film, The Future We Will Create, Inside the World of Death, made in USA in 2007 by director Daphne Zuniga and Steven Latham. This film is a documentary in English. Do you hear about the TAD and wonder where it came from? This film gives you an all-access pass inside the world of TAD, technology, entertainment, design, the hottest gathering around. Every year, an eclectic group of the world's most brilliant minds converge for 4 days to share big new ideas that will shape our future. For the first time, the film allows you to take a seat next to the founders of Google or the creator of The Simpsons and enjoy the experience. Mater Madeir Compost team is asking you not to burn leaves or grasses in your garden. They will collect your waste leaves and grass because they need materials, leaves, grasses, weeds to make compost for Mater Madeir garden. They are asking you to inform them when to collect the materials and how much you have. You can contact them on 99439111149 or 97878295 20. From the point of view of a spiritual life, it is not what you do that matters most, but the way in which it's done and the consciousness you put into it. Remember, always the divine, and all you do will be an expression of the divine presence. When all your actions are consecrated to the divine, there will be no longer activities that are superior and activities that are inferior. All will have an equal importance, the value given them by the consecration. The words of Mother, Volume 14. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on auroville.radio.org.
And there are so many children in the world, they all should know.